You can actually hear conversations in the back of the bus.
You can. It is really quiet. It doesn't rattle it near as much. It's a carbon fiber body. It's not a metallic body. So it definitely does dampen the noise a little bit.
Hal Colm is at the wheel of a brand new battery electric bus. The Capital Transit supervisor is completely unflappable, simultaneously providing commentary to passengers over the PA and paying attention to traffic despite all of the distractions. The only other sounds we hear are the bus interior's ventilation fans and sometimes a very faint whirring sound of the bus's electric motors.
As you can tell, I haven't touched my brakes once since we've been on this run. Everything is just done automatically, or just the brakes are engaged as soon as we let off the accelerator. So it's recharging as we're going.
Colm says he and the other drivers like it. It's a smooth ride, and it actually accelerates better than a diesel. And here's a surprise about the range. It takes about 4 hours to recharge, and then it can go all day.
I have driven it on the equivalent of an 8-hour route, and I had 25% power left over after an 8-hour day. And that was on a 40-degree day when I did it, so it wasn't a warm day by any means. So it is very capable of running a route for us.
Mark Hollenbeck of bus manufacturer Proterra says they put the bus's batteries under the floorboards between the wheel wells.
We don't put batteries on the roof, and we don't put batteries in the rear, which is the most high impact of all. Because most transit buses, when they get into an accident, they're rear-ended. Battery packs are extremely heavy, and putting them on the roof, you know, messes with your center of gravity. Our batteries being on the floor of the bus reduces the center of gravity and creates a better ride.
In addition to less noise, better ride, and no emissions, battery electric buses have a fraction of the moving parts that usually wear out or need repair. You got diesel mechanics that now are training to be electric mechanics, right?
Yeah, which is pretty cool. A pretty open-minded mechanics.
Katie Kester is head of the CBJ's Engineering and Public Works Department, which oversees Capital Transit. She says there'll still be plenty of things to keep those mechanics busy.
The reality is there's not a lot of regular maintenance that is needed on the electric systems themselves. That's one of the beauties of an electric bus, right? You're not changing the oil and doing things like that. But there's still a lot of systems on this bus that are like any other bus, and you know, the heating and the cooling and the hydraulics to get the ADA accessibility.
Kester says the bus and its charging station totaled nearly $1 million. It was covered by the Federal Transit Administration's Low or No Emission Grant Program and Alaska's share of the Volkswagen Settlement Fund.
And here behind the Heritage is going to be our new Valley Transit Center. Yeah. And so we are going to have 30 park and rides back behind here. We'll come back in here, we'll load up. All of our Valley transfers will be at this location. We will have charging stations for electric buses here. This is going to be a full-fledged, lovely transit center. We'll have a break room in there.
Seven more buses are on order. At 35 feet long, they'll be 5 feet shorter than the first bus so they can better navigate through Douglas Island neighborhoods. Proterra's Mark Hollenbeck says the battery electric buses have a minimum usable life of 12 years, phasing out Capital Transit's existing diesel buses when they come to the end of their life is part of a CBJ goal of using 80% renewable energy by 2045. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.